Hey, welcome. This is an advanced Ableton lesson called Resampling Chains for Metallic Bass Textures. If you're into drum and bass and want cutting, inharmonic, metallic timbres for jungle and rolling drops, you're in the right place. We're going to build a short palette of metallic bass samples by iteratively resampling processing chains, then turn those resamples into playable sampler instruments and layered parts for a DNB track at about 174 BPM. Expect concrete device settings, workflow tips, and teacher-style commentary to speed you up. Lesson overview. This is a hands-on, iterative workflow. Design a source in Wave Editable or Operator. Shape it with stock Ableton devices like Auto Filter, Frequency Shifter, Corpus, Saturator, Echo, Redux, and so on. Then record that output, import it into Sampler or Simpler, tweak, and resample again. Each pass compounds the timbre. The goal is to give you metallic stabs, rolling sustains, and scrape or impact textures that you can key map or chop into fills. What you will build, by the end you'll have one-shot metallic stabs, a rolling metallic sustain that plays as a 16th note pattern, and chopped percussive metallic fills. You'll also have a sampler instrument that maps these resamples across keys with pitch envelopes, LFO movement, and at least one gritty velocity layer. Finally, you'll have arrangement ideas, sub plus metallic top layer, rolling patterns with sidechain, and fills that use reversed and chopped resamples. Step-by-step walkthrough, prereqs, Ableton Live Suite or Live Standard, comfortable with routing and basic instruments. Tempo I use in examples is 174 BPM. Step A, create the raw source. Create a MIDI track and load Wave Editable or Operator if you prefer classic FM. For Wave Editable, set oscillator 1 to a complex or metallic Wave Editable. Think FM-ish or basic shapes with a metallic character. Set the Wave Editable position around 30 to 45%. Add oscillator 2 as a bright partial or noise source, position around 70%, unison 2 with a small detune, say 0.06. Tune oscillator 1 to your root note, for example C2. Add some FM from oscillator 2 into oscillator 1 at around 15 to 30% to introduce metallic partials. If you use operator, make oscillator A a sine carrier and B a sine modulator. Try ratio modes of 1 to 3 or 1 to 4. And modulation depth in the 40 to 80% range for harsher metallic overtones. Create a simple MIDI test, a single held C2 for a stab or a 2-bar sustained note. For rolling textures, program a 16th note repeating pattern which you'll resample later. Step B, build the processing chain for metallic tone. Put the effects on the same track after the instrument. Order matters. Start with auto filter set to bandpass, the slope high if available. Set the center frequency between 300 and 2500 Hz depending on what metallic region you want. Increase resonance, hue in the 2 to 4 range to get formant-like peaks. Add a slow LFO to the filter between 0.1 and 1.2 Hz for subtle movement. Next, add frequency shifter. For subtle shimmer, try tiny shifts of 0.5 to 9 Hz. For inharmonic, metallic character, push it into the 300 to 700 Hz range. Use fine detune in the plus or minus 0.2 to 1 Hz range for more phasing. Automate this for sweeps and fills. Add corpus for resonant body. Choose plate or string. Set the model frequency around 700 to 1200 Hz, decay between 0.3 and 1.2 seconds, excitation set to audio and balance between 40 and 60%. Keep dry slash wet between 20 and 40% so it colors without dominating. Saturator next. Drive around 2 to 6 dB for grit. Try analog clip or soft sine curve. Be cautious in the low end. Heavy saturation can smear your sub, and you'll want a clean mono sub later. For texture, insert echo or grain delay. Echo with feedback 10 to 40% and time sync to 1/16 or 1/32 dotted gives rhythmic shimmer. Filter the feedback low pass around 6 kHz. Grain delay with grain size 4 to 12 milliseconds and spray 0 to 30% gives metallic granularity when used at low wet amounts. Redux is powerful but use it sparingly. Bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits and downsample to 8 to 16 kHz produces brittle aliasing. Consider routing Redux on a duplicate track and blend it back in parallel so you keep clarity plus grit. Finish with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to protect your sub. A small boost between 700 and 2000 Hz, 2 to 4 dB, can bring out the metallic bite. Use narrow cuts to remove harsh resonances. Pro tip. Duplicate the track and process one as a bright metallic top and keep the duplicate as a clean body or sub-bid. This parallel approach makes resampling and layering easier. Step C. Resample the processed audio. Create a new audio track and set audio from to your instrument track, or use the resampling option if you're capturing more than one source. Arm the track. For stabs, record 1 or 2 bars. For rolling sustains, record 2 to 4 bars so you can loop and chop. Very important. Disable warp on the recorded clip or set warp to a neutral mode. You want raw, phase-accurate material unless you plan to intentionally warp. Record, trim, consolidate, and normalize if you want consistent level. Aim for peak headroom around -6 to -3 dBFS. If you see clipping, back off or use utility and a limiter before recording. Step D. Import into sampler or simpler and design a playable instrument. Create a MIDI track and load sampler. Drag your consolidated audio into sampler's sample zone. Set the root key to the pitch you recorded, for example C2. If you're unsure, transpose until it matches. For stabs, keep looping off. For pads or sustains, use loop and set loop points musically. Add a fast pitch envelope to give a punchy impact. Try -6 semitones over 80 milliseconds or more if you want a dramatic pitch drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.